Okay, so for today's Limud and Mishneh Berurah Yomi, based on the Dirshu schedule, we have a very interesting halacha. And basically, there's a machlekes that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the primary halacha, as ruled by the Ramah, we should come out with a tremendous chumrah as we implement this sif on a halacha l'maisa level. Because basically, what we learn is that according to the final psak of the Ramah, it should be a problem for a person to rent out, let's say, a car to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos because of a concern that the onlooker will think that you're having your object given to the non-Jew for him to do malacha on your behalf on Shabbos, which would be a violation of the Isser of Amir La'akum. And therefore, it would be a problem to rent stuff that belonged to the Jew to a guy on Erev Shabbos because of this concern of people viewing this transaction, this deal, and assuming that the Jew is actually instructing the non-Jew to do work with his item on Shabbos for him, which would be a problem of Amir La'akum. And the question therefore becomes, if that's the concern, how is it ever permissible to rent something like a car on a Friday to a non-Jew when seemingly you run into this problem of renting items to a non-Jew on Shabbos when they'll do malacha with it on Shabbos, which is a problem? In other words, we have a dispute in the Gemara between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding the problem of shvisas kelim, which means, do I have to ensure that my utensils and my objects that I own refrain from doing malacha on Shabbos or not? This is a machlokes in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is machmer. Beis Shammai says, not only do you have to refrain from doing malacha with your own hands and your own actions, but you have to ensure that the things that you own, the objects that you own, don't have malacha done with it, even by someone else, like a guy, throughout the duration of Shabbos. That's called shvisas kelim. According to Beis Shammai, it's a problem. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have to worry about it. In other words, if it's my keli, it's my object, but I'm not doing the malacha with it on Shabbos, someone else is. The guy is doing the malacha with my utensil that I gave him before Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, it's not a problem, because we paskin that shvisas kelim is mutter on Shabbos. There's no problem with shvisas kelim as long as you're not participating in the malacha at all. So the standpoint of shvisas kelim and how it relates to rentals is not a problem, halach l'maisa, because we follow the psak of Beis Hillel, which allows shvisas kelim on Shabbos, as long as you're not participating in the malacha. It's mutter, even though a guy will be doing a malacha with your object throughout the duration of Shabbos with the item that he rented. However, we have now created a new problem by introducing this new concern of Maris Ayin, of a concern of the onlooker thinking that if you rented it to him on Erev Shabbos, and he's doing malach with your item on Shabbos, so even aside for the Shvisas Kelim issue, which we paskin is not a problem, because we go like Beis Hillel, but there's a new concern of people thinking that you directed him to do malach with your item, and therefore, it should potentially be a problem to rent cars to non-Jews on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, because of this concern of him doing malach with your item on Shabbos, and a Maris Ayin issue of people thinking that you instructed him to do so on your behalf. So in the Sefer Commerce on Shabbos, he quotes the psak of Reb Shlomo Miller, Shlita, who is lenient and feels that it's not a violation of Maris Ayin when you rent cars, let's say, to a non-Jew on Friday, even though you know that he's going to be driving it on Shabbos. Why? He says that perhaps this whole concern of Maris Ayin is only if you rented the object of a Jew to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, and he's going to start doing the malacha with it on Shabbos day. Then the concern is that the onlooker will think that you instructed him to do the malacha at your behest. So if let's say you're renting him a tractor, and on Shabbos day he's going to use it for the first time, that's a problem of Maris Ayin. But if let's say you're renting him a car, and he's going to start driving with it on Friday before Shabbos begins, maybe there's no concern of Maris Ayin, and people won't suspect that you directed him to take your object and do malacha with it on Shabbos. And therefore, renting a car, according to this, would be permissible based on this a chiddush that the problem is only if this malacha starts on Shabbos itself, but if it starts on Erev Shabbos, which is the case by cars, it would be permissible.